It's useful to think about recessions way before you need to. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The grown-up voice in our heads exhorts us to save for a rainy day. And now a group that monitors the world economy is urging governments to draw up their plans for a recession. Not that one's necessarily right around the corner. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris says it would be nice to have plans ready for a downturn, especially since many central banks already have quite low interest rates, which they can't drop much further in an emergency. Let's get more with Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. We're catching her at meetings in London.
So you have ongoing unknowns in this trade discussion between the U.S. and China. We don't really know the outcome of Brexit. And at the same time, you have Italy having some issues and potentially not agreeing with what the European Union wants to do on its reform plans. Both of those psychologically make Europe a very dangerous place at the moment to invest. And then overall, we've seen a lot of weakness in the price of oil. It's stabilizing today, up a little bit at $54 a barrel, but that's still a precipitous drop over the last several months when we're not really sure if global supply is going to be contracting thanks to Saudi and the OPEC Council, or maybe it's just global growth and we don't need that much after all because that's slowing.
Also, orders for longer-lasting expensive goods, we call them durables in the States, that number came in a little short today, I think, right?
We were expecting a positive report there month over month. We were expecting positive 0.2%. Instead, it was virtually unchanged. And so when you X out this very volatile transportation sector like planes and you just go back to the basics, that was a flat month over month number. That's much slower than what we've seen. Our trailing 3-month average had been 8.1%. Now we're down to 2.9%.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 110 points, about 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.6%. The NASDAQ is up 1.2%. Helium, you know, number two on the periodic table, has gotten expensive. Helium for medical scanners, helium for the balloons tomorrow in the Macy's Day Parade. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Helium has lots of uses. Keeps MRI machines cold, cleans out rocket engines, and inflates balloons. But there are only 14 active helium plants in the world and a handful of suppliers in the U.S. And says Mark Elsesser with the American Physical Society,
as soon as a company extracts a molecule of helium from the ground, it more or less has to be used within several weeks.
So helium distributors charge higher prices to balance extraction and distribution. But that pricing isn't transparent. Sophia Hayes is a chemistry professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
Sometimes the price might be different by 300, 400, even 500%.
And when there is a shortage, well, Phil Kornbluth, a consultant with the helium industry, says
they will prioritize applications that are viewed as more critical.
So if you're looking for party balloons, you might be out of luck. As for Macy's, their contract has been locked in for years. In 2004, the parade started mixing air with helium, something the scientific community can't afford to do. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Sometimes the cheapest airfares have some special catches built in. Welcome to what's called Basic Economy, accent on the basic. Mark Orlowski is executive director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he's also a nearly constant traveler who manages his tickets, his cards, and his miles very carefully. On this big travel day here, I wanted to talk to Mark about airline austerity. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
So in a nutshell, basic economy, it's this fare level when you're booking a ticket. It lets you do what?
Lets you maybe save a little money if you're lucky. Save a few bucks on that flight if you want to go somewhere near or far.
But at a cost.
Definitely at a cost. So yeah, you're at the last of the line typically when you're boarding a flight. And there's a lot of other restrictions too.
I just booked basic economy to Buffalo and it was like a scarlet letter. My boarding pass on my phone was bright orange. So they knew I was a second class citizen. It was a good flight. And also, when you're doing a search for your tickets online, it makes that fare show up as the cheapest.
That's exactly right. So American, United, Delta, you know, the big three, they're trying to compete against the ultra-low-cost carriers, the Spirits, the Frontiers of the world. And they've unbundled everything, as they say. And so anything you want on those flights, from bags to seat assignments to you name it, you're paying extra. So that way they can charge less for the ticket price and make it look more attractive.
But wait, let's think about that. Let's say you see this nice, cheap, basic economy fare. You didn't check to see the non-basic economy fare. It might be $20 or $30 more. But then, because you got the basic economy, you end up being charged $30 for your bag.
Several things. So, right, so United doesn't let you carry on board to stow overhead. So you can't even do that if you want to and pay extra. They won't let you. So they'll make you check that bag at the gate.
There are ways to book a basic economy fare but not suffer the most intense penalties.
Yes. Things you can't get around. One is the tickets typically are not changeable. So you can't change it to a different flight that day even. You can't get a refund or any kind of credit. You also are not able to pick a seat assignment.
But if you have a credit card that's branded with the airline, that can help you.
Well, if you have one of those cards, you can get around some of the basic economy restrictions. Number one, they'll give you a free check bag if you use that card to buy the ticket.
If you use the card to buy the ticket.
Right. The other thing you'll get, though, if you book with the co-branded credit card is you'll get priority boarding in most cases.
All right. Now, back to the theme here, basic economy. I know some companies that have a policy, they won't let the travel agent book the basic economy fares because they'll probably end up paying more. But does that mean they're a bad idea broadly?
No, I mean, I can see the value. I see why the airlines are doing it. And for people that are very flexible and that has very certain travel plans and doesn't ever have a need to change or cancel those plans, it can be a very good choice.
Mark Orlowski, his day job is he's founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he travels a lot and keeps a close eye on his cards and his mileage programs. Mark, thank you.
Thanks, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.